Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Happy Feast of the Cross. Today is the Feast of the Cross, where we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ and His honorable cross. By God's grace, we'll talk a little bit about this gospel reading that we heard just right now. And if we set this scene for this gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John chapter 10, John chapter 10 is known as the Gospel of the Good Shepherd. You know, before this, our Lord Jesus Christ explains to the people that He is the Good Shepherd. And then we have that whole discourse about the Good Shepherd. And this gospel reading starts off in chapter 10, verse 22. It says that it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. And then the Jews, they surrounded Him and said to Him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." So what was this Feast of Dedication? And St. John Chrysostom answers this question for us. He says, this feast was a great and national one. They celebrated what? With great enthusiasm, the day on which the temple was rebuilt upon the return from their long captivity in Persia. So remember, the Jews, they were held captive. And then when they came back out of their captivity, they did what? They rebuilt the temple. So they were celebrating this feast on the day that they rebuilt the temple. So, and at this feast, Christ was also present, since from this time forward He continually lived in Judea, because the Passion was near. So while they're at this feast of this dedication, they surrounded Him and they said to Him, you know, just tell us already. Are you the Christ or are you not the Christ? They wanted to know, just straightforward, tell us. And sometimes we do this, right? In our own lives, and when we want to figure something out from God, what His will is for us in our lives. Just tell us plainly. You know, so I remember I used to say that to my father of confession. I was like, why can't God just come and tell me? You know, why do I have to sit and try to figure it out? Why can't He just come and tell me, this is exactly what I want you to do, and then I will do it gladly, right? Just tell us plainly what it is that you want us to do. Should I marry this person? Should I take this job? Should I buy this house? Should I, you know, move to this location? What is it? We want to know very, very clearly, and we want it to be direct. What should we do? So this is kind of what the Jews were telling Jesus. Tell us plainly, are you the Christ or not? So then we have this discourse, right? Where Christ, He basically, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to talk about these three different things of how they should have known if they were His sheep. So if we look at this temple, the feast of this temple, what was it? It was the dedication to of the temple. And we do this in a similar way now, like when we consecrate our churches. Any consecration that we have, basically what the church is saying is that that building, those utensils, these icons, you know, whatever it is that we're consecrating, or even us, right? During ordinations and during baptisms, whenever we're consecrating something, what is the church saying? The church is saying is that now that thing that we have consecrated is set apart for the purpose of God and nothing else. So what was happened here is that they're celebrating this feast of the temple and its dedication to God. So the temple and the church is dedicated to God. It's like, imagine you coming into this church for a different purpose than worshiping, for a different purpose than offering the sacrifice. It doesn't make sense, because this church and all of the churches are dedicated to doing what? To the work of God. So it's fitting that our Lord Jesus Christ was at this feast, at this temple dedication, and He responds to them in this way. Look at the way He responds. He says, I told you, so they're asking, tell us plainly, are you the Christ? He says, I told you, and you do not believe. He says, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. St. John Chrysostom says, he says here, I must reveal myself and do those things that may show that I do the same things with the Father. Nothing similar, but the same. This is an expression that marks greater invariability and that is used of those who do not differ even a little. So they're asking him, saying, tell us plainly, are you the Christ? And he says, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do, they bear witness of me. Not only have I told you, but you see the works that I do and how they bear witness of who I am. And what are the works that our Lord Jesus Christ does? So we spoke about how the temple is dedicated to the work of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ was also dedicated to the work of the Father. And this is one of the reasons we're reading this gospel reading today, is because Christ himself was dedicated to the work of the Father. And what was the work of the Father? He says in the Gospel of St. John chapter 6, verse 38 and 39, he says, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And then he says, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. So why are we reading this Gospel today on the Feast of the Cross? Because what is the work of the Son? The work of the Son was the work of salvation. This is why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he said what? It is finished. What was finished? The work that he came to do. He was dedicated to what? The work of the Father that he was sent to come and do. The temple is dedicated to the work of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is dedicated to the work of the Father. And the cross, which we are celebrating today, is the culmination of all of the work that our Lord Jesus Christ came here to do. It was fulfilled on the cross. And just like we're chanting today in the hymns, we say, through his death and his resurrection, he restored mankind once more to paradise. That was the work of the Son. The work of the Son that was sent from the Father was to save us. And he fulfilled that work on the cross. So this is why we are reading this gospel reading, and this is why we are celebrating his beautiful cross. Because through the cross, we received salvation. And through the cross, through the work that our Lord Jesus Christ was dedicated to, we received this salvation. It is the work of salvation in the Son. And then our Lord Jesus Christ continues. He says, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. So why is he talking about this? Because he's continuing his discourse on the Good Shepherd. Because just a few verses before this, he was talking about the Good Shepherd. He was saying, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I love the way our Lord Jesus Christ talks about his sheep. He says, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Look at the way he thinks about us, in that we are his sheep. And in being his sheep, what does he want? He wants to hold us so tightly that nothing can come and take us away from him. This is the work of the Son, to gather his sheep for his Father. So, and this was, like I said, was all culminated on the cross. Saint Cyril of Alexandria says, the mark of Christ's sheep is their willingness to hear and obey, just as disobedience is the mark of those who are not his. People who hear God are known by him. No one is entirely unknown by God. So Saint Cyril saying, listen, God knows everybody. But to be known in this way is to become part of his family. Therefore, when Christ says, I know mine, he means I will receive them and give them a permanent mystical relationship with myself. We are all united to Christ in a mystical relationship because of his incarnation. Saint Cyril of Alexandria is making a wonderful point here. What he's saying is that we're all united to Christ through his incarnation. Why? Because Christ took flesh. And because he took flesh and we are of the flesh, we are united to him in that relationship of the flesh. And that's one way to be united with him is through the flesh. But a better way to be united with him is what St. Cyril is about to say. Yet those who do not preserve the likeness of his holiness are alienated from him. He says, my sheep follow me, says Christ. So the sheep of Christ are the ones who follow him and the ones who are dedicated to the work of God. Going back to what we mentioned a few minutes ago about knowing his will. Everybody asks that question, well, how do I know what God wants me to do? What school I should go to? Who I should marry? What job I should take? Where I should move? What, you know, all of these major life questions. Those answers to those questions become easier to answer if we're close to him. Because the sheep that are close to God know what the shepherd wants them to do. But if you're far away from the sheep, you're not going to know what the will of the shepherd is. So we need to stay close to the shepherd so that we know where he wants to direct us. We say in the liturgy, lead us throughout the way. It sounds beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to say. And it's a wonderful thing that we want to do for our Lord Jesus Christ to lead us throughout the way. But in order to be led by him, we have to do what? Submit and become in his likeness and do the things that he's asked us to do. The sheep hear his voice and the sheep follow the shepherd. If you don't know what God wants you to do, if you become overly stressed about these major life decisions that come your way, it could be an indication that what? That you're far from the shepherd. Because if you're far from the shepherd, it means I don't know what the shepherd wants me to do. But if I'm close to the shepherd, then I know what he wants me to do. Think about it. If you just look at the image of a shepherd with sheep, the sheep in the back probably have a harder time following the shepherd. Why? Because they can't see the shepherd as well. But the sheep that are close to the shepherd, that are right there, right up front next to the shepherd, they know exactly where he's going to go and they follow him. And it's easy for them to follow because they stay within a close distance of the shepherd. So us, his sheep, if we want to know the will of God in our life, we have to stay close to the shepherd. There's no other way. You know, there's no other way for you to know what God's will is in your life except for staying close to the shepherd. You know, some people, they do things where, you know, they put things on the altar and they want, you know, priests to choose or bishops to choose, or they want, you know, to, you know, open up a verse like the Bible, whatever verse, you know, they open up. That's what God wants them to do. And they think of God, son of son, like kind of like a magician. God doesn't operate in that way. He operates in the way where he wants to work with you. All throughout our prayers in the liturgy, we ask God to partner with us. This is the synergy that we have with God. I have a will, he has a will. We want our will and his will to work together. And we want to submit our will to his will because he knows better than us. And the only way we're going to do this is to dedicate ourselves for his work, to live for his purpose. So his sheep are dedicated to the work of God. We started off by saying this was the Feast of Dedication. And we see that the temple is dedicated to the work of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is dedicated to the work of the Father. Are we living for ourselves or are we living for his purpose? We should ask ourselves this question. The temple is dedicated for a greater purpose. Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to do, like he said, his own will, but the will of the Father. Ask ourselves this question. Am I living on this earth to do whatever I want to do? Or am I living on this earth for a greater purpose, for his purpose? When we start to recondition our minds to live for his purpose, everything becomes clearer and the love of God will exist in our lives and our lives will become much happier. Everybody's searching for happiness, right? In this world. And with all the technology and all the advancements that we have in society, you look at like statistics for like mental health and they're horrible. You know, look at suicide rates in society right now. Look how high they are. People are far from God. And they're trying to fulfill their happiness and their joy in this world for living. And they think by doing it by their own purpose. If they live for themselves, they think they're going to be happy. That will never provide happiness. We see in these three examples here that the temple was dedicated, the church is dedicated to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ was dedicated to the work of the Father. And us, His sheep, if we are dedicated to the work of the Father and we live for that greater purpose, that's how we will find joy. Not in just doing our own will, but the will of Him. Him being the Father. So ask ourselves that question. Are we living for our own purpose and our own will? Or are we living for His purpose and His will? Life becomes so much more meaningful when we start to do His work and to live for His purpose. You want to find joy in this world? There's nothing outside is going to give you that joy. Nothing outside is going to be as meaningful as living for His purpose. So let's dedicate our lives to doing His purpose. If we summarize what we said today about living for His purpose, our Lord Jesus Christ was celebrating this feast of dedication, which is the temple that is dedicated to God. And we spoke about dedication in three terms: the church, our Lord Jesus Christ, and us, His sheep. And He's saying that if He's doing the work of God, but they can't see because they are not His sheep. In order for us to know the will of the Father, we have to stay close to the shepherd. His sheep are dedicating to doing His work, and therefore know who He is and He knows who they are. It's this wonderful relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. If you think about it, any you know, human relationship, look at a husband and a wife, you know, or a parent and a child. Maybe you don't always know exactly what the father or the mother wants or what your spouse wants. But because you're close to them, you can kind of guess what their will would be. You can guess because you have that close relationship with them. If we have a close relationship with the shepherd, we're going to know where he wants us to go. And because why? The shepherd and the sheep are of the same heart and mind and will. And that's our goal, to live for this greater purpose, not just doing our will, but the will of the Father. And glory be to our God forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.